Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
Yes.
Hey, Michael. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Okay. I'm good. And you?
I'm doing very well. It's been a busy day, but good problem to have. Holiday spirits.
Always.
Starting to kick in.
Always.
You know?
Yeah, pool parking lot is great.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite. Empty parking lot sometimes is good, though, too, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative here, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
She did a good job of getting me on a conference call.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much turned everything over to you. Referencing.
Right. That's what they do. You know, I got a room full of these guys, and they always, when the stuff gets hard, it's like, help.
it's all in the percentages.
Yeah, it's just a part of it, I guess. But did you have any specific questions, like about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
I'm waiting for you to tell me all that.
I hear you. Okay.
She hasn't explained that to me, exactly what
it
offering.
Is. Yeah. Okay. Here, let me be straightforward with you, right? It's always the best way. If you hop onto Google right now, like a potential customer, and you are looking for architectural design or just an architect in general, right? There's a map of Birmingham and surrounding areas that pops up in the middle of the search results screen on Google. And then it's going to give you three top recommended architects for your area. Right now, the three that you see are Studio C, Architecture and Interiors. I don't know if you've heard of those guys. Niket, Architecture and Design. And then there's the third one, which is Architecture Works.
Uh-huh.
So those are the three guys they're seeing. Now, the reason we're reaching out to you today is because we have a position open there. So we want to list you as one of the top recommended architects in your area for people who are searching for not just architecture, but architecture design or any of the services that you provide.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the reason you want to be there is because we did a study and we actually found that 90% of the time when people use Google, they pick from these guys on the first page. You know, so... We're putting you where 9 out of 10.
Been Googling all my life.
Exactly. Feels like it almost, right? But I can still remember those days before Google.
I can too. I can remember when the freaking computer.
Yeah.
I can remember the damn 286s we started out with. Okay. You remember that computer?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Big,
the 286.
Big block. Yeah, the big old block.
Yeah, slowly down. Turned it on, walked away, got a cup of coffee, came back, and the screen lit up.
Yeah, one key. You know? One key is like the size of my cell phone now. You know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, remember all that stuff.
Yeah. But you're right. It is the number one way for people to find things nowadays, and it's actually been the most profitable way to market and advertise for people in the architecture business. I should say, I don't know if that sounded correct, but to market themselves, just because you're getting connected with people who are actively searching for what you do. You're catching people at the moment. They've decided, hey, I want help with this or I need help with this, and then they go on there and start looking, right? So having your name in those conversations definitely helps you land the bigger fish.
Exactly.
So that's the major benefit, but we're going down a list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys. You're on a list with a bunch of other companies here like CCR and they have Design Initiative and Williams Black Stock Architects, Christopher, all these crazy companies, right? But we're just looking for one of you guys at the end of the day, you know. We just want one to fill that spot that we have. Once we fill that position, we're closing out the category. We're not going to be working with anybody else unless one of the guys that's up there decides to move to another area or stop doing their placement. Okay. I did see that you've invested.
So how do you handle that? If you're talking to all these people, is it a first come, first serve?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're on our list of contacts, you're already pre-screened anyway. So Google doesn't care which one of you it is. As long as it's somebody off that list, they're like first come, first serve.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we need to do?
So it comes with a month-to-month pricing structure. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees for the placement. We will have
to... Hang on a second. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So a month-to-month structuring means that, you know, if you start me out at something,
mm-hmm.
then it could actually be a different the next month.
No. No. That's why I'm here. Is we establish a service agreement and a pricing structure, and then we lock you in at that rate. The only way that changes is if you contact us and you say, hey, I want to cover more ground or run different ads in more areas, right? Then obviously we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But there'll be no changing of the agreement without talking to you first. You have to authorize that. But, yeah, you're not going to get you charged us the first month and we decided next month you're going to get charged double. That should be, I think it is illegal, actually. Our services are month to month. It's a flat rate. We don't charge any lead fees, click fees, or call fees. The rate will be set, so you won't have any surprises on what you're spending each month. That it's just the one time payment each month. That's all you'll pay. Okay.
Perfect.
Usually, for the meat and potatoes of it, this is what Studio C has and what Architecture Works has. It's usually $499 monthly. Okay. What I was thinking I could do, and the reason Tara asked me to jump on the line, is I could apply a new in business credit. I know you're not new to architecture and architecture design, but I know the business is new again, right? You had retired and then fired it up again.
Right.
And so she put that in the notes here so that I could reduce the pricing and basically give you what's called a new in business credit for a business that's just starting from everything from scratch. And that would actually reduce your rate down to just $299. So it's going to save you about $200 on what it would cost in order to get everything up and running. And then also, you're going to get that rate indefinitely. So it'll stay $299. It's going to save you $200 every month, not just the first month. And the beauty of this particular package, when you have a new in business package, we include a custom website design for you, which is huge. A lot of people are very visual buyers when it comes to the website. So we have a team of professionals here that'll build the website with your input, of course. Want to make sure it looks exactly how you want it to look and represents your business properly. And we'll have that attached to the listings on that verified Google business profile. Also, you get a popular directory submission to help jumpstart your business. So we'll actually submit you to a few other platforms that have pre-existing relationships with Google. Things like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack and Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple Safari search engine, the Bing search engine. These guys all reference Google when making their recommendations. The Google guys are usually the cream of the crop, so they know you go through a verification, and those are the ones that they can verify are real businesses and usually get the top recommendations on those platforms too, as long as we do the submission for you, which we will. So you'll have about 10 different ways of generating new leads.
Basically Google is setting standard.
Well, yeah. I mean, Google is the cream of the crop. So everything that you see out there is usually on Google. Google is a search engine. A lot of these other things are directories that basically they have to pay Google to get up there to bring exposure to their directory. Like if you have a lead gen company that you're buying leads from, they're likely getting the leads from Google and then they're reselling them to you for like a price or what they determine it's worth.
Right.
With this, we're not getting in between you and the customer or saying, hey, we think this lead is worth that. We're actually listing you independently on the search engine. So you're running an ad with Google and, you know, the customers can call you live. They'll actually see your business, your number, your reviews, your website, you know, that stuff all goes directly to your business versus a third party in the middle there. So,
Perfect.
I hope that explains it. You know, it really eliminates a lot of the unnecessary spending that you might run into with a different type of service going straight to the source.
Sign me up.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm going to create your Google business profile and verify it. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, Michael. So this is the mm-hmm. I'm here, I exist moment. You can look me up. Here's my digital business card. All you got to do is get on Google, type my name, right? So on the first page, mm-hmm. you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So 205-807-1119.
Correct.
All right. And what's your last name, Michael?
Walhine.
W-A-L-H-I-N-E?
W-A-L-D-H-E-I-M.
H-E-I-N. Okay.
Yeah, and it's actually George Michael.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll call you Michael.
That's famous before he was.
Right?
Yeah.
You're showing your age here. No.
yeah. It's
all right. No, you're okay. So I'll put George Michael Waldheim. I'll call you Michael if that's usually what you go by, but I want to make sure that everything has your actual name on it, so that way you could write it off here at the beginning of the year when you do your tax.
Right. And, you know, that's because my architectural license and all that stuff is
has
in my
name,
full
right?
name. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. Yep. Right. You want to make sure that matches up for your CPA, and this is 100% a business expense. So you write the whole thing
right.
off.
I don't want to be trying to explain some IRS agent. Yeah, that's me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I never want to do that. That's death taxes
yeah.
and NRA, right?
I had that happen one time, and I took all the stuff I had to answer their questions, and I threw it in a box, totally unorganized, and I handed it to them. I said, here's all the answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I threw it.
No, they'll go through it. Yeah, that's their job. Yeah.
Oh, it was about 2 weeks later, and, you know, I figured out that she was tired of trying to figure it all out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, they'll try to help you. Yeah, that happened to my dad, actually. We had a tree company, growing up, and he wasn't the smartest guy, I'll say, but he did save every receipt. He used to have this big, like, steak type skewer in the kitchen, and I just remember he'd come home after a long day of work, and he would just slap all the receipts on that thing, and they would just be stockpiled there. And, then at the end, at the beginning of the next year, he would always clean it off and take all those receipts in, and they'll figure it out for them. So that's one way to do it. Nowadays, everything's digital. So if you have like a business account, or even just a regular account, you can go in there or your emails, you know, and you could look it up and you'll have all the invoices and everything documented in there. I always recommend guys get like a business account and then you could just give the whole, report from the account to your CPA and they'll have all your write-offs right there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send everything in writing, as well as I told you, you know, you have to have documented the discounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now it's mwalheim@outlook.com.
Okay. We can get you a business one. Google's actually the one who makes those business emails, like the Michael at
GW. I was figuring if you're going to make me a website, and we'll do it from that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. So right now you're just using mwalheim@gmail.com.
No, at outlook.com.
Oh, Outlook. Okay. So you said everything.
That's an exchange. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right. And then this 108 Aquarius Drive in Birmingham, you can receive mail there?
We'll be the first of the month.
Okay. No problem.
We're in negotiations on the building right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good negotiations. It's just tic-tac kind of stuff. You know? So
gotcha.
It's pretty much, we've already got the thing filled out with three different businesses. So
okay. Forward. Yeah. Darn near yours at that point. Pretty much. If you're at the other spots. Okay. Normally Google will ask to send a pin there in the mail, especially if it's somewhere where people can get turn-by-turn directions and sit down with you and kind of look at stuff that you've done or come up with an idea on what they're going to build. So I will leave that available, but if you're not able to receive the mail, there's ways around it. You know, we could always do like a video call, or they might send you a text message and tell you to send the number back to confirm the number. So I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but we'll submit everything as we have it right now.
Okay.
All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed online?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
9 to 6. Okay. And Saturday and Sunday closed?
You know, we won't be closed, but, I mean, I'll use that as a free schedule for me to personally schedule with a client if needed to review documents and things.
Yeah, I have some clients that do by appointment only, so that way they could still call you, but it's up to you if you want to, like, schedule them out or have them come by.
Right.
Yeah. So Saturday and Sunday is basically play it by ear, but the traditional hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Correct.
You got it. All right.
But, you know, it's like everything else. It's, everything's flexible. It depends on the client.
Depends on the price.
Well, I mean, the client has to accept the price.
Yeah, yeah. You know, how much are we talking? All right, I'll go over there. I'll see you in a bit.
Well, you know what? I've known friends of mine that had their businesses, and they charged a higher price just from the concept of the people that they're marketing. You know what I mean?
100%, yeah. I grew up in Newport Beach in Southern California.
You want the best, you pay the best. You want to be have a quality life, you surround yourself with quality people.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Oh yeah, yeah. People, most of I'm 33. I know I probably maybe sound that's a baby to you, but most of my friends are probably more around your age. And everybody always asks me that. Why do you always hang out with guys that are really older than you? Because they're a lot more experienced. They've been through a lot more crap. I can learn from them. You know, most guys my age, I don't have anything to learn from.
Did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was maybe 35 or 36, but, you know, I hung around people like Larry Striplin and, just the older businessmen because they taught me a lot.
Yeah. It's the best way to learn.
Taught me a lot.
Yeah. A lot of my clients out here too are usually, you know, big general contractors. You know, we live in an area where, you know, it's one of the most expensive areas in the United States. So these guys are all working on multi-million dollar properties. And when they need a break, they need a break. So we go play golf. And that's where I meet a lot of them, you know, too. You know, we meet up there.
You take them to golf is what you're telling.
100%. Yeah, 100%. We could talk about it over a round. Come on out.
So what's your handicap?
I'm a plus 12. I've worked my way down over the last 2 years. I was hanging around plus 20 for a long time, and then I finally had this golf course pro over here at the country club talk me into letting him give me some lessons working on my short game.
Yeah.
But he's scratch. Yeah. So the guy that I'm learning from is scratch, and we still go out about 2-3 times a week. They have these night lit lights out there for the club members, so I could play in the afternoons.
You know that the perfect thing is to play with someone so that scratch, and the more you play with them, the more you pick up their habits.
Oh
you
yeah, know what I mean?
They're always going to say shit to you.
Oh yeah. If I remember I taught you that. Yeah. Well, you're back 2 strokes. Pick up the pace. Yeah. No, I love it. Yeah, that's my thing. So out here in California, you could basically do it year round, you know, as long as the country club takes care of it. So, you know,
I've probably been out to San Diego 12 times this year.
Oh yeah, Torrey Pines. Torrey Pines, beautiful.
I played Torrey Pines a long time ago.
Yeah.
When I was with Health South, but
what's your handicap?
It's probably somewhere around where you're at. 10 plus something like that.
And, yeah. Took me a long time.
You know, it's 50% your equipment and 50% your mindset. You know, and I have to drink a couple of beers and relax.
This golf.
Throw out all the bullshit that's going around in my head. Throw that out the side.
I stopped drinking a couple years back, but I only started playing 5 years ago. And when I first started playing,
how old are you?
33. Mm-hmm.
And you stopped drinking?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to. You know, I was real bad. I was one of those guys where I'd get a bottle of Jack Daniels before I go over there. Not a huge, big one, but I like drinking whiskey. I wasn't a beer guy. I didn't get anywhere. If I drink a beer, I need like four or five of them. So I just built up this tolerance of just drinking every day, you know. I'd go home every day after work and go through three of them, or then I would go to the Jack Daniels, and then I had a bad test. I had elevated liver enzymes, and I got two young kids, you know, so I started having to rethink things. The doctor was like running me through all these tests. So I had to quit to try to see if there was some serious damage there. If I was dealing with some kind of alcoholic liver problem, my eyes were getting yellow.
Yeah, you're blessed. You're blessed to have the will to do that.
Well, yeah, I had no choice, you know. It's not just about me. Maybe if I was just me, I would be like, whatever. But, you know, I got two boys and I want to see them grow up. You know, so I was like, all right, it's not worth it, you know.
Raised
it was
five.
Tough, though. Huh?
I raised five.
Oh,
raised
all boys? Woo!
No, three girls and two boys.
Okay. That still, though, that'll do it, you know. If you really are facing your mortality, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow, but, you know, it's like, all right, I'll start drinking some more water and, you know, try this turmeric crap. And after the first, like, 3 months, I was kind of got the hang of it, and I was like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's we all go through that.
Yeah, you learn. Now I'm like, whatever. But I'm still young enough where I'll go run. I've been doing a lot of long running. I did a marathon this year in February.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How far was that?
26.2 miles is a full marathon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people do half marathons and they call it a marathon. Like they run 13.1, but the real mile is 26, or the real marathon is 26.2 miles. It's long. It took me 3 hours and 40 minutes of just running.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of aid stations and stuff out there. But it took me about 5 months of consistent training just to be able to run that race that day, to be able to run for almost 4 hours consistently.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, I
run
2 miles every other day.
That's beautiful.
I run 2 miles every other day.
Yeah, that's beautiful. There's nothing like that feeling when you finish a run and you get those endorphins going, you know? That's my addiction. That and golf are two things you don't really need a lot of people for, you know? You're just kind of competing against yourself. I'm like, okay, what did I shoot last round? Okay, I'm trying to beat it. What did I run last week? Okay, I'm trying to beat it. I don't got to compete against other people. Just try to better myself, you know?
Listen, you know, it's great about bettering yourself when you get to be my age. It's just doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or yeah, 100%.
It's just that basically I have to beat myself. Just get your ass out there and do it. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think by the time I get up there, I won't have to beat myself up about it. You know, I think it'll be so ingrained because I've been doing it for the last few years and it's already so ingrained. I feel weird the days that I don't exercise. I start getting all grumpy and wound up, like, you know, testosterone catching up too.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with the boys. I'm like, okay, it's 8 o'clock. I don't think I'm going to go to sleep right now. I think I'm going to go get a workout in, you know, and I'll wind down with them. Get them all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, sorry about that. I got your account created, though. I'm multitasking here. They're wanting to schedule a client interview with you tomorrow. These client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but they ask for an hour just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. We just want a good idea on how you want the website and everything to look so we can make you happy. So, what do you think would be the best time tomorrow?
It'll have to be 4 o'clock or I've already got the schedule all the way up to that.
Okay. 4 to 5 tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. You got it. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and, do you text message?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I don't mean to call you a dinosaur.
It's okay, I've been called worse.
All right. Well, I'll never call you worse, I promise, but
all right.
I got you. So, let me see here. All right. I'll send you a text message reminder 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, so that way you don't forget or anything.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We'll give you a card.
Okay. Now, let me ask you. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Does it have the business name on it or just say Michael Waldheim?
It's a bit. It's a Devon Enterprise business, okay, which is the holding company for the design build.
Got it. Okay. So it says that on there, Devon Enterprise?
It says Devon Enterprises, and it has my name.
Okay, I'm gonna put the invoice under GMW and Company Inc. with your George Michael Waldheim on there. That way they know it's for this when you do your tax stuff.
Right. They've already done what do they call that? A freaking check.
Just a DBA.
They did a background check on me.
That's
what it was.
Yeah.
Angie did before they ever went forward with anything.
That's common. If you're going to be a recommended contractor anywhere, then they're gonna do that. There's a form that I'm going to send you right now. When we run this payment, it'll go to you automatically. You'll have an outline of the agreement, and then they're going to send you a Google verification form. I'll show it to you here in just a sec. You fill it out.
Okay.
All right. But I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm looking to where I laid my wallet down.
Uh-oh. And I gotta be careful about that nowadays. All of a sudden I got Christmas presents at the door every day I come home these days.
Alright, so what the heck did I do with it?
Yeah.
Watch out.
No, you're good. I was telling you, my lady, I left my wallet at home, and then my lady had been ordering stuff online. She didn't tell me. So I've been coming home.
Rip.
Yeah, I know, right? And I have my dad. If I told my dad or my grandfather, they'd say, "Kill her." Get rid of her. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, you know what to do.
It's actually a good thing. It makes my life easier because I know I'm going to have to pay for their presents anyway. And I don't know what the heck they want, and I don't have the time, or don't want to get back on a computer when I get home and order this stuff, or go to a mall and go shopping. So it's like, all right, you know, yeah she took care of it.
Yeah.
So I could see her perspective, but I would like her to let me know, you know, because I keep getting these notifications, too, from my bank. Did you authorize this $300? Did you authorize this $200? And I'm going, what the hell, you know? And some of the stuff there.
So this card is business card. It's Devon Enterprises, LLC, and it's George M. Waldheim. Okay. Number is 4294-7532-6451-2345.
Okay. And then the expiration
is 0427.
Okay.
Zip code is 35216.
And then security code on the back. It's a little three-digit number.
2267.
All right. And then we have a security question in case you want to verify our identity or vice versa. We want to verify yours. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Michael?
Tasha.
Tasha, T-A-S-H-A?
Uh-huh.
How do I envision, like, a small dog?
Mutt.
Mutt. Small mutt. I was thinking, like, a small Pomeranian is what was coming to my mind. With the
No. You know, a pit bull and a German shepherd and what do they call those? A weenie dog all got together and came.
Oh, how did that happen? Strange. How did the wiener dog get up there?
Strange
the
mutt. Right, the greatest dog you ever knew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the greatest dog I ever knew was a pit bull mix. We named him Ali. He was half pit bull, half lab. And best dog I ever had. We saved him from the pound for $100 and had him for 12 years from when I was 6 years old to 18 years old. And that was made me a dog lover for the rest of my life. That's best dog ever.
Oh, yeah.
Best spirit ever.
Their unconditional love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They said he died of a... The doctor said he died of a broken heart because my mother passed away when I was 18. And he had passed away 2 months after. And it was...
Wow.
It was, yeah, she had cancer he was, the whole time she was going through treatment and sick, he would stay in the bed with her. He would, you know, just kind of guard her, watch over her. And then she passed away and he would just cry and cry and cry and lay down. I would try to put food in his food bowl and console him while I'm going through it, you know. And then, he just stopped. He was already about 10 and a half years old, not that old, but he had stopped eating and wouldn't go outside. We couldn't walk him, you know, he would just cry and, he died literally almost 2 months exactly to the day. My mom passed
broken
away.
Broken heart.
The doctor said, yep, that can happen to dogs. They can die of a broken heart. This dog died of a broken heart. And sure enough. Yeah.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah, it was crazy. Right. It was the craziest thing. So we have your account all created here. Sorry to talk your ear off. I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. Give me one moment here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I lost you.
Oh, am I still with you now? Can you hear me now?
You are now. Yeah,
okay.
You are now.
All right. I was saying...
Take 2 seconds of what you were saying.
Yeah, no, I was saying I'm going to send you a
receipt
and everything in writing right now. Okay? And then you're also going to get a Google verification form. And then there's a interview that we're going to do. I got you already locked in for tomorrow between 4 and 5. Look out for these texts. They're going to come through to you here.
They're texts, okay.
Yeah, they're going to go to your email too, but just for convenience, I have it set up to text you.
Awesome. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So I was asking if you do text messages, because sometimes if you're busy, I don't want to be calling you 4 or 5 times in a row or something, you know. I'm not going to blow you up, make you angry. I've done that before. Doesn't work out. Yeah, doesn't work out well, you know. Instead of getting the issue solved, they just get PO'd. So I go to the text message.
Right.
Let them get back to me.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right. So you should get the 3 of those. There's also a tracking system. It'll definitely show you how to use that. I got a notification that your email came back. So there must be a typo there with your email. You said it's your last name is Waldheim?
E-I-M.
M. Oh, there we go. That's the problem.
M. Yeah.
Waldheim. Okay.
Waldheim.
That's how you say it? Is it German?
German, yes. W's are pronounced B's.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I definitely picked up on the accent. I'm an English and Irish guy myself, so... I don't have any German in me.
My father was born in Guatemala.
Really? Guatemala?
Yeah, German descent in Guatemala.
I did not know that. So he's like a white Hispanic almost, you know?
Well, exactly.
I've never, yeah, those are the real gringos, they call them, right?
it's actually,
the original gringo.
Spanish descent.
Oh, yeah, from actual Spain. Yeah, actually, my wife, she's Latina, and their genetic test came back mestizo. So my sons have Spanish and Native American, like indigenous Americans, blood. So they look quite like a Native American Indian, not a Indian with the red dot, but the...
Yeah.
But her blood came back 50% Native American, and the other 50% was Spanish. And I couldn't believe it. And then we come to find out that both of her parents have the same genetic makeup of 50-50. So I don't know if they came over on the same boats or what happened, but they didn't get too far apart, apparently.
Yeah. Strong blood.
Yeah. Well, they kind of kept it within the same area, too, apparently, you know, for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my sons have that mestizo blood where they have Spanish blood and Native American. So they're a quarter, and then they got Irish and English.
Huh.
Yeah. It's quite a mix, huh? I got a red beard.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my beard grows red. I have freckles everywhere. My mom actually, she was so Irish, or my grandmother's maiden name was Green. My mom was redhead, freckles everywhere. She died from melanoma. She had this skin cancer. It's really common in Irish people.
Hmm, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you get freckles everywhere. Right here. Yeah, it's aggressive, you know. We just thought it was a weird-looking spot, and next thing you know, she's going through treatment. And she fought it for about 7 years, yeah, but got her at the end of the day, so... All right.
It's a tough battle. I fought it before. You know,
melanoma?
Melanoma.
Oh, no. You just get cancer or cancer? Oh, what'd you have?
Cancer. Cancer of the bladder.
Oh, wow.
My mother saved my life when she died.
Hmm. How?
I was going to have kidney stones removed.
Mm.
And my mother passed away, so I had to postpone the kidney stone scenario and take care of her estate and so forth. And then but while I was going through that process, the stones tried to move.
Mm.
And
painful.
When I went in to have the very painful. And so, you know, when I went in, they gave me damn hydrocortisone to take for a week. You gotta hold it out for another week, and I couldn't do anything. I mean, that stuff makes you stupid. You know what I mean? But so he goes in and he goes through the urethra tube and he's going to try to push the stone back up into the kidney and then vibrate it out. And while he was going up the tube, he went through the bladder and saw first stage cancer cells.
Mm.
He caught them.
Caught it real early. Stage
real
one.
Early.
Yeah.
So we did EMO, immunobiology. Okay.
Yeah, immunotherapy,
and
right?
Immunotherapy, and it got rid of it.
Wow.
For about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back, and it was there, and it had a cancer cells growing. So we went back and did immuno again, and we also did chemo. And if I'd have known he was going to do chemo, I'd have told him to leave it alone and I'll live what I live the rest of my life. I'd never had him. I would have never, didn't realize that I'd given him authority to give me chemo.
Oh,
I'd never
Jesus.
Want that.
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of people who tell me that too, where, you know, they go through it, or I know a lot of people who've gone through it, and it kind of runs it in my mom's side of the family too, but they all say the same thing, you know. But even with my mom, she didn't really deteriorate. Like, they removed it, and she went a couple years, and then it grew back in the same spot over the scar. And then once they did the treatment, that's where I could see she started falling apart. She started losing hair. She started, you know, her body started getting thinner, eating less, not looking herself. You know, and that's what I realized. I think people die from chemotherapy more so than the
It's killing all the damn cells in your body.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it wants to do is take you all the way down to the bottom and rebuild those damn cells. And so, I mean, you know, there's a good chance you're not going to make it through it. You know, your body's not strong enough to handle it.
Yeah, that's so scary.
It's a bit. But, hey, listen, I made it. I'm sorry she did.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Blessed every day that I'm alive.
Yeah, they did everything they can for it. Once it metastasizes, it's like, oh, you know, that's why you caught it early. That's the amazing thing, you know. My mother didn't. She just disregarded it for so long before she addressed it.
I'm a widow. I'm a widower, okay? Mm-hmm. My wife's been gone for a couple of years. She came home and was complaining about pain in her back. And the next week she went to an internist and, she told her, says, let's do an x-ray. And they found, cancer in the pancreas. And six weeks later, she was gone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm afraid of that. Yeah. See, that's why I'm kind of a health nut now. Like cause cancer's quiet. You don't really feel it. And me, I play golf so much and then I'm high risk for getting what my mom had. Because it's just skin cancer. And they go,
there's all kinds of shit that you can get. There is a executive, this company that does executive health exams in Atlanta. And I used to do
I just went through all of this. Yeah, no, I just went through all this. That's what I was trying to tell you. Like, I found a spot in August on my hip, and they cut it out, and they said it was weird, like atypical cells, but not cancer cells. And so they went back in there and cut it out again, like deeper, just to make sure they got it all. And then just shortly after that, they made me do a full body CT, because they were like, okay, let's just check if it was something. Maybe it could have spread somewhere or whatever, you know, so... I went through all that, and I'm okay. I'm good. They didn't find anything concerning in there. They said all my scans came back clear, and I'm healthy. Yeah. You know,
You just need to do periodic checks. Don't forget about it. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they schedule me for a new one every time I go in. So they gave me a 6-month marker in August, and then obviously around February. Or early March, I have another appointment. I got to go in there. And they make me strip down, and they don't even let me check myself or let my wife check me. They'll strip me down in the bright light to my underwear, and then they go in with magnifying glass. They'll get, like, two doctors. And they go in there, and they try to look all over and find it because I'm high risk. So they're like, maybe the littlest spot that you just got you don't think anything of could be stage one or stage zero, and they want to cut it out at that point, keep me going.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy thing, but you know, it is what it is. My kids probably have to go through that too. You know, they've already had a few dermatologist checks themselves, so it's just nature of the beast.
And we start dying from the moment we're born.
Amen. Right? That's why I'm like, I'm not gonna worry about it. I do all I can do, and then in between appointments I don't care. You know, they say, oh, you should put on your sunscreen and you should do this and you should do that, and you go play golf so much, maybe you should What, do you want me to not enjoy my life at all? I'd rather it be short and happy than long and boring, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So you should have all those messages and all the confirmations there, Michael, while we're talking. I'm still working here while we're chatting it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll go through that. It's been a long day. I'll probably look at it first thing in the morning.
Take your time. If you even need the weekend, you know, no big deal. But we are going to need those things from you in order to finalize everything and launch it. But it's more important that you're just available for that client interview call tomorrow. We got scheduled between 4 and 5. And then I'll send you a message here with my direct number and extension. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you just feel free to give us a shout. But just so you know. Go ahead. I was going to say, so your payment went through today on the 12th, and it's set up to auto-process every month on the 12th. I recommend that you try it for at least 2 months before you hard evaluate it. You know, you're not signing a contract, but I just recommend that. And then you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, but I'm supposed to let you know if you do decide to discontinue. Just let us know before that next bill is due so we could stop it from, like, automatically charging you.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but I'm just supposed to disclose that with you on every phone call, everybody that we sign up.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, good. You got my number there. I just sent it over to you. I'll let you get to your evening. I know you had a long day there. Get yourself some rest, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 4, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Michael. I'll talk to you then. You have a great night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.